Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Showtime. As you probably have noticed, this is not Sunday night, but it's okay. You are not too far ahead of things, or you are just in the right place at the right time. For some of you folks out there who have never had the opportunity to listen to the show that we offer you, let me give you a brief background. Grassroots Talks is literally exactly what it sounds like. We talk about some of the most down-earth topics that we are faced with during the courses of our life. The uniqueness in our program, from time to time, you'll be hearing skits, because sometimes we all like to be entertained. That's probably why you called on to the radio, but you also need some substance in your life. So you're at the right place, and I'm glad that you tuned in. BBS Radio has a familiar saying that if it ain't on BBS, it ain't on mainstream, okay? Or I think it's vice versa. If it ain't on mainstream, it's not on BBS. One of those two phrases, but I think you got the right idea, because you're at the right place at the right time. And you probably need to tell your friends, turn off the idiot box and allow themselves to get a mental eye view of some of the things that we're talking about. Our show here is going to actually feature or focus on a topic that I call money. Some of you folks have a little bit of it, and some of you folks have very few dollars, and some of you folks out there want a whole lot, and some of you guys out there think you need a whole lot because you want to buy some toys, you want to impress your girlfriend, you want to impress your boyfriend, or any of those significant others in between. But the bottom line is money does make the world go round. However, I do need to make an announcement just in case some of you folks haven't read the news or you've been living up under a rock. There's a lot of folks out there that have been losing their jobs. Well, I started paying attention to it, and I really started noticing, my goodness, it's a lot of folks out there losing their jobs. I mean, to the point that I can't even keep up with the count. The news has stopped announcing how many people have been laid off, fired, cut loose, or whatever you want to call it. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have a job, you're done. So what happens when people lose their job? I think that's the question that we all are being presented with. These furloughs and so forth. I even know a judge, she's been furloughed, and you'd think they wouldn't do that to her, but at the end of the day, she's a county worker like everybody else. But again, as I said, well, what happens when a person loses their job? Desperate times calls for desperate measures. We start going into our piggy bank, our savings. I knew this one old lady one time. She was so cute. I was, I've been about 15 or 16 years old, and I'm just strolling down the street because I'm working for this magazine crew. And the biggest thing that we had to sell was encyclopedias. I don't know if some of you folks actually know what those are, but before there was a computer, people used to actually read. Just like this radio thing, there was a time when there wasn't TV. So anyway, I ran into this lady. I goes, knocks on her door. Hey, lady, how you doing? I bet you thought I'd never get here. That's my opening line. And they always look at me like I'm crazy. And they're like, I don't know you. And I said, oh, yeah. I'm here to make your day. I just stopped by to chat with you for a little bit. And this is what I have to share with you. I'm selling magazines, and you're probably going to say, I do not want a magazine. I got enough magazines to build a paper house. And I go, lady, it's not about the magazine. It's what the magazine actually offers and what it represents. What it represents is an opportunity for me to get out here and make an honest living for myself. And at the same time, there's benefits in this thing. They got ads and coupons and all kinds of stuff. So don't think for a minute that I'm a charity case, because I'm not. I'm a very proud young man out here working very hard for myself. And this is what's going to happen. When you subscribe to this paper, magazine, all you got to do is just remember, it's not only helping keeping me off the streets and giving me an honest opportunity to make an honest dollar, but it has coupons and benefits for you. But we're not just going to shove one down your throat. We need you to pick the one that you want. Well, this lady really, really was impressed with my gift of gab. And I was so moved by that. She was so moved, she actually turned around and said, you know what, I'm not just going to buy a magazine, although I do like that Home and Garden. I'm going to buy you encyclopedias, because she looked at my price list. And I'm floored now, okay, my mouth is hanging open. And she goes, yeah, you're going to go ahead and sell me this magazine subscription, but first you got to tell me all about it. So I took my time, and I shared with her. And she goes, hold on, hold on. We went and sat out on the porch, or they call it the poach, okay? And as we sat out on the poach, she also gave me some chewing tobacco as we continued to talk. Well, I didn't know nothing about chewing tobacco, so a quick sidebar. Did y'all know that chewing tobacco gets you high? I had no idea. My head was spinning. And she's sitting up there just laughing at me. Because what I've discovered was you're not supposed to swallow it either. It's not food. Well, nevertheless, I entertained her, and she actually bought the encyclopedias. But this is what she did to pay for it, because she didn't have a checkbook, nor did she have a bank account. She goes, don't tell nobody, but come here, we're going to go ahead and pay your $300-something for your set of encyclopedias, okay? And she went to the curtains. And I thought she was going to reach behind the curtain, but no. She went to the bottom of the curtain, and there's like little metal things that anchor the curtain to keep it weighted, that keeps them straight. Well, I didn't know nothing about this, but you ladies out there know exactly what I'm talking about. And she peeled open the seam of the curtain, the base of the curtain, and she had money stuffed in the side of those curtains. I'm like, oh my God. Now, at the time, I didn't know nothing about no interest or whatever, but I thought that was just so clever of her to be able to have the discipline to hold on to her money. She goes, I saved this for a rainy day. This ain't no rainy day, but I'm going to tell you something. I really, really like your conversation, and you made me laugh because you got kind of silly when you started swallowing that backy, and this is what's going to happen. I'm going to give you this money, and I better get my books. But if I don't, I'm going to still laugh at you every time I think about you. So I worked on up the road. I'm really feeling great about myself. And the reason why I brought up this story is because as we're getting hit with challenging economic times, I think the only time in our nation's history, there probably was two times when what people are experiencing today has happened. That was probably right after the Civil War, during what they called the Reconstruction, because the country literally went broke with that North and South War. And I'm not going into it. We ain't going to talk about the politics of it. I'm just talking about the impact that it did economically on a society. World War II wasn't no joke either, but the country rose pretty well with that one. And by the time they got into the 20s, y'all, some of y'all remember the Roaring 20s, people had an opportunity to have so much money, it was unbelievable. And then they had also invented this thing called credit. Because you got to remember, before the 1920s, people would have a certain level of pride, and they would do what we call a cash and carry. If you couldn't afford it, you save up, and then you get it when you can't afford it. Well, needless to say, by the time the 1920s roll around, folks was getting stuff on credit. They came up with another word called charge it. Well, charge it meant that you ain't got to pay for it. Now, you guys all know that. Y'all do know what happened, though, in 1929, though. Stock market crash. Drove a lot of folks crazy. They literally was jumping out the windows, okay? Several stories high, skyscrapers. They was just coming all unglued because they didn't know how to handle it because they didn't have any money anymore. The reason why I brought this up is because that's where we are at this point of time in our society and in our lives. A lot of folks is going broke. We got people cutting back. All the bling bling and the big cars and all that kind of stuff, people are being squeezed out of it. No, I'm not talking about you filthy rich millionaires. I guess this doesn't apply. I'm talking about the average folk, but maybe if some of you millionaires do have time to be listening to the show, you might really start taking heed because, excuse me, because at the end of the day, you might wind up on hard times too. So you might want to listen to some of the things that you're supposed to do. No, I'm not a poet, even though you guys might think so. It's just a few things that I know. It's going to sound like it's going to rhyme. It's going to feel like it's right on time. It's going to make you move, but hopefully in the right direction. Now, so this is where the majority of the people are at. When they are broke, desperate times, calling for desperate measures, sometimes they go out and try to get another job. Well, excuse me, it ain't a whole lot of jobs to be had. So that thing doesn't apply as much anymore because you're trying to hold on to your stuff. And then the second thing that happens is you say, well, after I done cut back, I done got laid off my job, I'm losing everything, what am I going to do, what am I going to do? Now we're going to introduce the reason why we have started this show. Grassroots Talks Money. Yeah, everything's Grassroots Talks, Grassroots Talk T2Y, Grassroots Talk About Money. I mean, we got all kind of stuff, okay? But on this show, we're talking about money. People go on the internet to try to figure out how to make money. And there are a lot of people who are getting burned out there. To the point that it's a darn shame how people are allowing themselves to be broke more and more and more and more. So what I want you folk to do, let's really take a look at exploring something called online marketing. Some of you folks out there have experienced this, and yes, this is a very, very depressing component that I'm going to share with you. But we got to look at some of the really, really real realities. When I started this part called Grassroots Talks Money, there was a couple things that jumped out at me, and I'm going to share it with you. I do have a website I'm going to suggest that you guys go through to get some more of the details. And that website is www.grassrootstalksmoney.org/blog/. And I know I probably said that kind of fast for some of y'all who wasn't ready with a pencil and a pen, so I'm going to just remind you again. It's www.grassrootstalksmoney.org/blog. Now, I want you to hear something because I need to make sure you get this. What I'm doing, my attempt is to blow the lid off of these get-rich-quick schemes on the internet. Because too many of you folks sit up there very honestly with your last nickel. You're going to make this last dash towards your financial stability and sometimes even financial freedom because they come up with some good stuff. How to make money with free traffic. That's an important piece. The secrets to engineering and the engineers make simple. How about, let me tell you this story. I want you to be able to find out how I discovered how you can save your precious cash from the hands of online get-rich-quick scammers. We all know that the internet is full of dishonest websites, rip-off artists who prey on people's fears and weaknesses to make a quick buck. One of the worst markets of this is called the make money online market. It's full of frauds and liars, yeah, and just outright con men who care nothing about helping people, only about lining their pockets with your hard-earned money. I mean, and it's sick, okay? Let me give you a little bit of my story so you can see where I'm coming from. When I got laid off from my job, I thought that it was a very, very secure job. And so I didn't panic, you know, because I had a few dollars saved up and I had a 401k, okay? However, through bad investments, yeah, online marketing, that's why I'm talking about it now, I discovered that there was no money to fall back on. So, well, I went through this pity party, oh, woe is me, and pretty quickly I found that it was hard to replace a six-figure income. Yeah, I was trying to live a little large, okay? Or because of my education, maybe I had done a few things right, or maybe I had a few breaks But for whatever, the old saying is the higher you up, the harder it is, or the farther you got to fall. You know, the lifestyle that I was accustomed to, okay? So I'm going to tell you the truth. At my age, I really didn't want to go back on another job, though, and work any harder than I had already done in the past. Well, as time continued to go on, with my having to milk my credit cards, I did get a little desperate. My credit cards just got maxed out, and the bills kept piling because that thing that they call interest, okay? And I really, really, really got desperate then. I'm like, oh, no, I got to find it. So I invested in another one. I probably know about every one of them that are out there. That's why I'm calling myself partially an authority on this whole topic. And some of our guests that's going to be calling into our show, we have a co-host from China who I think will be able to share some really, really strong stuff with you, Mario Cavallo. We also have Miss Fee Hewing, who will also remind you that it's okay for you to know that you can still live like a king and queen while you're on a peasant's budget. Don't worry about it, okay? You guys will be fine. But she's a very knowledgeable person. She's just going to talk about traveling and personal budgets, okay? So as you can see, we do have a lot of things that we're going to be able to share. But let me go back to my story, okay? As I researched online for job opportunities, yeah, I was still looking for a job. I took the few last dollars that I did have, like I said, continue to make bad investments, but I actually stumbled across something, okay, and it really started helping me out. But of course, I had no idea where to start with once that I bought this online thing, you know, after they enticed me. So I was still kind of stuck, to tell you the truth, all right? I'm going to finish part of my story because I think you guys probably all have a little bit in common about what I'm talking about. But without further ado, and I do jump around a little bit, but I want y'all to kind of fasten your seat belts and stay with me a little bit. I believe that on line one, Miss Hewing has arrived, and I'd like to know if she's ready to introduce herself to you. Miss Fee Hewing, are you still out there?
I'm here. How are you?
Fantastic. Doing very well. Hopefully you've been listening to part of my monologue here.
I have.
Okay. Well, before I continue with giving up the shocking information that some folks have experienced out there with this online marketing thing, let's just take a break because some of these folks, as they continue to work hard, no matter how hard they work, they still got to be able to live. And during some of the depressing times when money's a little tight, can they still not try to travel and travel like a king and queen, but maybe even on a peasant's budget?
Yeah, definitely. I think the most important thing in these economic times is basically don't spend beyond your means. That's something that we all forget. Maybe there's some flashy electronics or, you know, nice car that we want, but, you know, maybe now's not the to go all out, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a very, very good point. I know on our last night's show, you hit some really, really great topics. You folk out there will get used to her because she's going to share with you how to prepare those pennies, pinch the pennies, get out there and travel through discounts, specials, comps, all kinds of stuff. But let's find out who our co-host is. Miss Fee Hewing, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm an actress. I do voiceovers, theater, and commercials. Most recently, I was in a show in New York called Ghost of War, where I played a principal character, Lee Ming Song, who's a Vietnamese soldier. And that's what I do now, and I call in on the show occasionally, help you co-host.
And a fabulous job, and because Fee is pretty humble. I'm going to go on with that a little bit. During the summer, when I met her, she answered one of my ads for performers. For you listeners out there who are just turning in on Monday night, I am an author, as well as a playwright. And we put a few things together on paper and bring in actors from the grassroots level to those who really want to aspire to be movie stars. And Fee happened to have been in our audience while we had already cast all of our characters. She made such a tremendous impact on me, I literally had to go back to the table and write her a part in. And later on, at some point, we'll actually introduce that character, which is a very, very unique character. But I will give you a hint. It has something to do with her voice. Now, Fee, I do hear that you were in New York, but you're not originally from New York.
No, I wasn't. I just went out for an audition out there, and I got a part on the show. And he had already cast a lot of the parts, but in the end, I did. I was the understudy a lot of the parts.
Wow! And, you got a habit of that. There used to be a horse, and the horse was called Seabiscuit, and Seabiscuit was always running last. But by the time the race was over, he finished first more often than not, okay? Uh-huh. And you remind me of that a lot. However, I understand that you live somewhere in California, so for you to fly all the way to New York, that had to get to be pretty expensive, no?
Well, I was actually pretty fortunate. All the chips fell into place, but at the time, JetBlue was offering a special deal. It was called the All-You-Can-Jet Pass. And for $599, you could fly as often as you want for 1 month.
Get out of here. Now, how many of you listeners actually knew that, okay? That's why she's on this show. Now, that's phenomenal. So how many times did you have to go to New York for your rehearsals?
So I flew on the weekends. I went for about 4 weekends. And then I stayed in New York for a couple of weeks while the show was running and while we were in tech rehearsal.
And were you living like a queen or were you living like a peasant?
A little of both.
Okay. Folks, what you'll also do is get used to, Fee is extremely deftly honest, okay? So if you want to be entertained, yeah, y'all need to listen to me. And sometimes I'll just tell you things that you might just really want to hear. But what Fee will do is give you the bottom line. Well, she lived a little bit like a queen, but at the end of the day, sometimes she had to live like a peasant to get by. But, you know, the reality is there is not a whole lot of difference between a peasant and one of royalty when you really take a look at it. It's just how you're dressed up. I authored a book called The Whole World's a Stage. It's called Life Through the Arts. And that line, The Whole World's a Stage, actually, it really takes a look at what part do you play if the whole world's a stage. And as you know, we could play any part. Fee, can you share a little bit about this financing or discounts or stuff to whet our listeners' appetite?
Let's see. You want to hear more about travel discounts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. I don't know. Do you want me to recap anything from last night?
Yeah, that would be really cool if you have some of that stuff available. That would be really good to share with our listeners,
last night?
Okay?
I'm sorry, you said things from last night?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay. You know, traveling, there's always room for traveling. I think once you set aside your budget, make some extra spending money and just look for these great deals where you can travel where you want to go, but for not as expensive as you would think. A couple of things you can do is when you're flying, you can fly midweek, Tuesday or Wednesday. Try not to go during the peak times like holidays or summer or spring break. But if those are the only times you can go, and there's still ways to find deals, my friend, actually, she came home for Thanksgiving from New York, and she was worried that she couldn't get a good flight. But what she did was she found a way to found a flight with a connecting city between New York and L.A. So she actually flew through Phoenix, and U.S. Airways has a hub in Phoenix. So they just happened to be having a sale going through their hub. And so that was one strategy she utilized to save money during this Thanksgiving holiday. you know, that's something anyone can do. If you know the hubs, American Airlines, they go through Dallas and Miami, and Delta goes through Salt Lake City and Atlanta. If you know these cities, just check for deals that go through those cities, and, you know, that can get you across country for a really cheap price.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because especially the holiday part, because as we're in the holidays, a lot of times people go, oh, I'm broke, I can't afford it, I'd like to go and visit my family, but I'm not able to. And things like you're suggesting might really, really, really help our audience. Ladies and gentlemen, she is going to be sharing some more items with you as we continue to move on with our show. But I just wanted to give you an idea of this lady's done her homework, okay, to help you be able to manage your money during our trying times, but be able to still live. So that's why we brought that up. Now, let me go back to part of that story. But first, let me ask, Fee, will you be able to hang on for a little bit longer?
Yeah, I'll be on the line.
Fantastic. Now, when I was investigating or starting to invest my money in this internet marketing stuff, I got to tell you, most of the programs that I came across were complete scams. Let me make sure you get that very clearly. They were complete scams, rip-off, beat you at out your money, and then literally leave you hanging. And the only thing that happened later on, they asked you to buy a little more stuff. If you really want to make a lot of money, just invest in this one little piece, and then you'll be on your way. And then somebody else will call you from the department because they figured, hey, we got a sucker. Let's see what else we can do with him, okay? And it just goes on and on and on, okay? Made by people who are unable to deliver the results. Look at some of the advertisements you guys have seen where you're curious enough and you click here. Then it goes into the website, and then you go, you're asking me for money. I thought you were offering me something. And then before you know it, you try to cancel that out. And as soon as you cancel it out, here comes something else, and it says, hey, wait. You don't really want to go, do you? And you say, yeah, I do want to go. So you click this, but you're clicking at the wrong place, and then it stays on there. And then when you finally get rid of that, another piece pops up. Now, some of you folks are probably laughing out there because you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that just goes on and on and on. You know, and when we even talk about these actors and actresses, because I have an affinity for performing arts, you guys probably are listening to my drama going, yeah, no bull, okay? I really question, do these people know the scripts, skits that they're doing, or how it's going to impact somebody's life? You know, and if they could retract it later and say, whoa, I'm sorry I did that skit, okay, or that commercial. But like I say, most of these people, they just cannot deliver it, okay? But they fool around with people's money with these phony screenshots of all the money that they done made, you know. How about the guy that you guys used to see coming on in the middle of the night? He'd have a sports car and a couple girls with him, and he's standing in front of a mansion. Would you realize anybody can go and stand in front of a mansion, okay? These things called testimonials. Well, listen to what John said about how much money he made. Listen to what Jane said about how much money she made. Reality, those testimonials mean nothing to me because I don't know those people. And people can be paid to say anything because we can all be bought. We all have a price. And when we take the equation of the price out of it, then we take a look at who we really are and what we're made out of, okay? I mean, to the point that I'm going to tell you what happened. I literally got sick of it, okay? I got sick of being broke, but I also got sick of being used and being abused and being lied to. So this is what happened. I finally discovered a program that actually delivered the goods and can really help people to make money, succeed online. And you go, wait a minute. I thought I was just getting ready to throw my computer in the trash until you said that. Yeah, don't throw it away, because in the silver lining, there are some good people out there, and there are some good programs, but unfortunately, you'd have to probably spend a lot of dollars to find it. And I think I've actually stumbled. Well, I don't think. I know I've stumbled on something that will help all of you folks out. Yeah, it's going to still cost you a little money. Ain't nothing free on this planet, okay? It even costs you to breathe nowadays. You might not be paying for it right now, but sooner or later you will. You'll be paying, just like you're paying for gas, you'll be going up to some tank to put on an oxygen mask. Wait. They already doing that. They selling oxygen now, so I'm not too far-fetched after all, okay? But I'll tell you what happened. Out of about 67 home-based businesses, online money-making courses, I discovered which ones are real and which ones are flat-out scams. Now, I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you who those people are. But I don't want to depress you, so we're going to see if we can get feedback on the line to talk about maybe some special discounts that can happen, not just with the flying part, but to be able to take a look at some of the nice places that you can stay, where you can live like the king or the queen, but you're still on a peasant's budget. Hey, Fee, are you still out there?
I'm still here.
Really? Do you know anything about how our folks can maybe get some discounts on staying at hotels?
Well, one of these websites that I use, it's called TravelZoo.com, and they have this thing called the This Week's Top 20.
And what's it called again?
TravelZoo.com.
Really? Okay. I'm typing that in right now as we speak. Go ahead.
They email the weekly top 20 deals that they spend all this time researching, and we get to benefit from it. And so usually I check that site out first. If it's a spontaneous trip, you know, I'll look at the email with the top 20 and I'll see what's going on. But if it's a trip that I need to go, a planned trip that I need to go somewhere, I'll just go to the website and click on their hotels link, and they'll tell me all the kind of deals that are out there for each of the major traveling areas. So it's a really neat website. Let's see what they had this week, which was on top 20 deals for November 24th. Let's see what kind of... Okay, if you wanted to go skiing in Idaho, in Sun Valley, which is a very nice area for skiing, you could get a two-bedroom condo for $126 a night. So if you could share with several of your friends, I mean, that'd be a really great deal. Also Washington, D.C. area hotel, $79 a night with breakfast and parking.
Really? Really?
Yes.
How far is that from the White House?
I'm not sure, but it's a Sheraton city. So
okay.
It's a D.C. area, so it's not probably right in the center of D.C., but... you know, be a reasonable distance. And definitely that is something else that you have to be aware of. If there is a deal like that, D.C. area, make sure you know how far it is from where you want to be. And maybe that's worth it to be a little further and just be able to take the metro. But maybe if you're too far and you're spending money on cab fare and, you know, going in the metro too much, then maybe that's not worth it. But for $79 a night, that's pretty cheap.
No, that's not bad, especially if you're in D.C. I had an opportunity to go to D.C. This last time where we actually went to the White House, and our hotel literally was walking distance, probably about a mile away from the White House, which really wasn't that big a deal because we passed through many monumental places that folks had eaten at or lived at. Even the hotel that we stayed at was very historic. But I'm going to tell you, going to the White House actually was an experience in itself. We'll be talking about that at another time. But, you know, we really want to take a look at how to let money actually do what it's supposed to do, make us feel better, but not live to make money. We want to make money to live, okay? One of the things that I'll tell you about the White House, and then we need to keep going. There was a president who used to get on his horse, and he would ride up and down the street. Well, this one particular president, Theodore Roosevelt, got a ticket for going too fast. Now, you go, well, how did they know how fast he was going? Because that's the first question that came to my mind. And this is what happened. If your horse is at a full stride, you're going too fast. Because at night, you're not supposed to be going that fast, okay? And I thought that was really interesting. And they didn't fire the policeman who actually gave him the ticket either. But as we know, things have changed. Picture President Obama riding down the street on a horse today. Boy, they would lock him up so quick in an insane asylum. Or maybe it would become a new fad and everybody would get a horse. You just don't know, okay? Now, Let's go on and continue to allow me to share with you what's really going on with this online marketing stuff, because you really want to hear where you can turn around and start benefiting from it. Here are your key points that you want any online marketing program to provide for you. It has to be easy to use. Now, if you're a computer nerd or technician or something, then that's fine, but the average person's not, so it's got to be easy to use. Two, it's got to have a level of originality. Now, you go, well, why? Why don't you just keep doing the same thing if other people have been successful? Because people get bored, and if they see some of the same thing, they're not going to buy your product, or they're not going to invest in it. The third one is it's got to be effective. We know that, because if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And I'll tell you the piece that really gets me, and this is a dying culture in our society. There's a thing called customer service. You got to have good customer service where they're easily accessible, not where you click for help and you got to read something else, okay? Because most of the time you got to spend all this time looking for the answer to what you was trying to get to so you could continue to move on. And overall, it's just got to have a serious value to that. Hey, Fee, let me ask you a question. What about customer service? Is customer service important on a trip?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you want to make sure that you have a good time and have the people that, you know, can provide the service that you need while you're on your vacation.
That make you feel like a king or queen, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the fun of traveling, the people you meet, the people you interact with, whether or not they're at your hotel or out and about in the city, you know. And just, and more so, if you're paying at the hotel, you want good customer service.
You know, you hit that on the nose. Now, that customer service part really stuck with me, because especially with this online marketing, after they take your money, you want to make sure that you are still being treated like a king or a queen. Okay, respected for the hard-earned dollars that you invested in their program, product, or service. Now, there's only, believe it or not, out of the 67 that I actually went and took a look at, there was really only three that have proven to work and get the real results with this money-making online thing, okay? You know what that really means if you're doing the math? That meant about 97% of the online marketing advertising products were researched and were not to be found worth their weight in gold, okay? Only 3%, 3 out of 100, okay, actually turned out to be good. You know, and that's sad. That means you really, really, really got to be careful about what you're going, how you're going to invest, okay? Now, there's a thing called affiliate marketing. Now, I want you guys to really hear that, because these might be a new buzzwords for you folk, okay? Affiliate marketing, and you can look it up on Google or what have you, but affiliate marketing is the same thing as what we used to call network marketing. Let me go a little bit deeper than that. Do y'all remember a thing called pyramids? Fee, have you ever heard of pyramiding?
Yes, I have.
Well, pyramiding and online marketing or affiliate marketing is almost the same thing. Because pyramiding was, they had a product or a service that they swore was the best thing since sliced bread, and then your job was to be able to tell other people about it. And if you told other people about it and they bought into it, you would get paid. Is that your understanding, Fee?
Yeah, I've been to some of those meetings, too, to check it out, and heard the same feel.
Okay, well, and apparently, you probably, if you were lucky, you made a few dollars. But you probably didn't get rich, but you gained a wealth of experience. And that's why we are going to help you folks not have to go through those obstacles, because as times get a little bit tighter and your belt gets a little bit tighter and the wallet becomes more emptier, and if you feel like you do want to make a leap of faith, you got it going in the right direction, okay? So here you go. Most of the programs that I don't recommend, let me give you a bit of an idea of what the scam sites had in common. their advertisement was outdated, bad, and they offered you fake information. Did I just hit it dead on the nose for you folks? Hey, sometimes I got to tell you, I may be enthusiastic about what I say. I'm trying to entertain you. But at the end of the day, you might not walk away from this show feeling really good about yourself, because you got to really do some soul searching. My job is to make you think. And if I've made you think, then I've accomplished my mission. Other programs, they just were not working when you tried to do the download to the links, stuff that you didn't pay for, okay? Reprint or reuse material from other sources, you know. There's a word called copywriting, but I don't know why they didn't get in trouble for that. But the reality is, as we all know, V, you might have heard this also said, there's really nothing new up under the sun. And what we're talking about, it's a dime a dozen, but let's look at this other thing. There was an amateurish product creation, and there was also spelling errors in their advertisement, and in your desperation, you even overlooked that and continued to say, this might not be a bad idea. Let me keep going. But if they didn't invest the time to be able to do a proofread themselves or have a non-biased person to take a look at it to help do the editing, that's kind of letting you know. I'm going to even talk about them brothers from Nigeria. I'm specifically talking about y'all. Those brothers got so much nerve, it's unbelievable. They will send you stuff. I don't know, Fee, if you've ever got anything from them where you look and go, I mean, the gall, they go, look, there was a lady on her deathbed, and she decided that all the money that she had, she wanted to give it to somebody who would do something good. And so that's the reason why they're writing you. They don't even mention your name, so that's already a telltale sign. They don't have a clue of who they're talking about, right? And then they say,
the lucky person is you.
Right, okay? So, it's crazy. And then they say, look, and this is all we need. We want to send you this money. And, folks, if it hasn't happened to you, then you need to hear what happens to those people, just in case you've always been curious to find out. What happens is they get all their banking information because they want to know where to send the money to. And once they get your banking information, they go in there and they take all your money. And if they don't do that, they have another phase to it called the bait and switch. They're offering you $10 million or whatever the case may be, and then in turn, you have to pay a fee to have the money moved through the exchange. And that exchange costs money, and they want you to pay that fee. The reality is that's where they're making money, on the exchange. And if you bite the first time, it might be a couple hundred dollars. Then they'll say, hey, well, this part came up, that came up, and then they ask you for another couple hundred dollars. And you could be out of money big time, okay? So you definitely don't want to be dealing with those brothers from Nigeria, because they ain't your brother. However, there's another group, too, that's coming out. Those folks actually are from UK, and they think that nobody's really paying attention to them because they use the proper King's English. Well, a lot of them folks are scams, too. And I know I'm generalizing and putting people in boxes. I'm just sharing my experience so you don't have to go down the same road. I just want you to be extremely careful about what you're doing, okay? Also, I talked to you a little bit about the other thing, those fake testimonials. Do y'all realize anybody can write something down? That's why people kill me. They say, well, I need you to send me something in writing. Well, excuse me, if I write it down, it's the same thing that I just got through saying out of my mouth, okay? So we do want a little bit more proof before we just say, okay, I'm in, all right? Oh, and they got this other thing called no refunds. What do that tell you? In other words, after you get burned, don't even bother, because you acknowledge understanding that you wasn't supposed to get a refund anyway. You don't get refunds on being burned. I know some of you folks, if you guys are attorneys out there, you go, well, wait a minute. We can't. Do you know how hard it is to track somebody down in another town or a country? Okay? And then the laws from each state is different as well. So you really, really, really got to be careful about that. Okay? And then obviously the other thing that was just the no support. And I'm just scratching the surface here, as you probably know. You know, I could go on forever exposing how these scam artists are making money hand over fist from people looking to make their fortune or just to help with their future on the Internet, okay? Now, with the right information, you can make some really, really good money on the Internet. And I'm glad. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, okay? I used to be a door-to-door knocker when I was a kid. That was my first job at 13 years old, and I'm 56 now, so I know some of y'all kind of doing the math going, boy, he's kind of old. Well, the old saying is, if you run out of stuff to do, you might as well just roll over and die. You got to stay busy. So since I can't knock on doors no more, I can knock on your door through the Internet. Now, what I'm discovering, I can knock on a whole lot more doors. Okay? Now, we're coming up on the end of our show that quickly, and we're going to have to be making some adjustments on that because I'm going to be sharing some other stuff with you. Okay? The next time that you folks have an opportunity to talk to us, we're going to share what the right information so you can make great money. What is the right information? I'm going to give you a little bit of that, and then we're going to go back over to Fee because we have one other really, really important question that we want to talk to her about on travel that she shared with us on last night's show that you just really got to hear. So, Fee, if I can ask you to just hang on a few more minutes here. I want to wet their whistles with a little bit of information, and then they are going to just really hear the piece that just floored me from last night, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you folks, obviously due to the sheer numbers of fake and misleading and marketing products that are out there, I'm amazed. I'm going to amaze you because what I discovered in these top three companies that actually do deliver real results, okay? And after all the research that I did, yes, and that meant that I actually did spend some money. Now, that get rich part depends on what rich is, okay? That's and how do you feel? Does it buy you the things that you need? Now, if you're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, you ain't talking to me because I'm going to be lying, okay? I ain't been making that kind of money. But is six figures reachable? Oh, without a doubt. Why did I invest in the three of them? Because sometimes we do need to have choices. And I'm not going to endorse just one particular program because what's right for you sometimes might not be right for the other guy, okay? But these three companies, I'm going to suggest that you take a look at them. You can go to my website and you can find out actually a little bit more about them and then link on to hear a little bit more of what they do. And if you don't get your questions answered, then keep moving forward because we're going to be not only talking about the Internet marketing, we're going to talk also about financing, investing, sponsorships, tax write-offs, all of that stuff to be able to help make sure that your wallet stays laced with cash. The three companies that I'm going to recommend to you, like I said, you can go and find them on our website at www.grassrootstalksmoney.org. Then you might do the /blog/, and that will really help you out. If you don't find it there, go back on to BBS Radio and look up Grassroots Talks at bbsradio.com, and you'll be able to find out what you need to know. But the three companies that I'm going to be recommending, and you'll see why, if you go to my website, that'll help better your understanding and allow you the opportunity to kind of look even deeper. But I will let you know, the real thing that's going to have to be discussed after you look at them is how do you drive people to your sites? Now, you go, well, I thought if I just have me a nice, pretty website that's it. You know what? That's like getting dressed up for the prom and you ain't got no car to be able to take you to the prom. You're just going to be standing there on the porch, chewing tobacco, waiting on a ride that ain't going to never come because nobody was driven, being forced to go to your site to come see you, okay? Now, Fee, are you ready for this million-dollar question?
I'm ready.
Okay. This is what happens when you go out there if you happen to get broke. Fee has something that she's going to tell you that may surprise you if you really want to live like the king and queen. Do you remember last night, Fee, when you said You know what? Y'all can actually get out there and maybe get you a job and make that part of your traveling experience. Do you remember bringing that up?
Yes, a couple shows ago.
That blew me away. I've never actually thought about that. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you mean? I know it sounds simple, just get a job, but there's a technique that's going to happen for you getting a job for your travels. In other words, let me let you explain it, okay? Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Well, I think it depends on kind of what your goal is. You want to go travel and stay in a city for a while and get like a regular job, like a waitress job or something, you know, that along those lines. Or do you want to go abroad and maybe you could go to an Asian country, for example, and teach English? And that would be a job that could sustain you while you're traveling in that country, and then you could stay there for a long period of time.
Oh, you mean like an interpreter or something?
No, like teaching English as a second language. That's pretty popular in a lot of the
really?
Countries.
Now, see, I thought you was talking about just go and try to get a job at the hotel, being a busboy or a waitress. But you're talking about something that's actually, I guess, a little bit more honorable. Not that there's anything wrong with working at McDonald's, because
right.
McDonald's gives young some people their first job, and some of these retired folks that's been living off of these pensions, you realize that they can also live off their Social Security and still earn a little bit so long as they don't work over certain hours. So I tip my hat to the McDonald's who allows those folks to still work. You ever been to the supermarket and you see a bagger, and the bagger is so old he barely can lift the bags, but he's been a bagger. And you go, wow, he must have did something financially incorrect. He might have got beat by them online marketers or something, right? Or how about him just trying to stay busy and socialize with folks so we never really know their story?
Yeah. I mean, especially like at Disneyland, you see a lot of people, or theme parks in general, a lot of like older people who are just tour guides or volunteers or, you know, just something to keep busy and interact with people.
So if I was going to be traveling somewhere, let's say, I know, Orlando, Florida. I'm going to go to Orlando, Florida this summer. But I know when I get there, I'm going to probably spend up some of my money on items that I didn't plan on doing because I'm an impulsive buyer. But I know I probably need a job because we're going to be there for a week or two, really enjoying yourself out on the beach and so forth. Now, if I called ahead, I could probably get a job.
I think it's just like applying for any job in any city. If you present yourself well, you have a resume, and you want, you know, that's what you want to do, just go for it.
Wow, that is intriguing. People say, well, maybe they won't hire you because they need to interview you, and they're not going to be able to meet you through the phone, right? So, but the reality is, hey, we're talking internet, and it may be intriguing to a boss to be able to hire you through the phone or use your webcam and say, hi, this is who I am, and this is what I'm going to bring to the table as far as a guest and a tourist. And sometimes when people come, like if I wanted a job at, what do they have there, Disney World? That people who are traveling from different parts of the country, they see that I have an outgoing personality, and I've traveled around too, and it probably would make it even attractive for those people who would be coming from different places. That's an amazing concept. Like I say, I'm floored every time I hear it, you know. you know, and you're working your way through your travel, but that is unbelievable, and the stories that you tell.
Enable you to stay traveling in that city for a longer period of time or that country. You know, you could be able to stay there for normally you're in a hotel and, you know, you just flew all that way, but this way you can make an income and, you know, sustain your travel.
Well, as we just finally getting ready to wrap up, I'm so delighted that you were able to come on to our show and help us get through the challenges of a new and expanding show, because what Grassroots does, we talk about the real needs of a community. And when we talk about community, we're talking about the community of the human beings on this fragile planet called Earth. And because it takes money to make the world go around, we all need to be able to have access to that, but not be abused to make other people rich at the expense of us. So I'm really glad and delighted to have Ms. Fee Hewing as part of our show. She's going to be bringing some really enticing and exciting pieces of information that allows you to travel like a king and queen on a peasant's budget. Miss V, I want to really thank you again for joining us here tonight. And before I sign off, I want to just continue to wish you a happy New Year's. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving, just in case I forget to say it later. And I know you're going to be back next week. I just want to thank you. And it was a pleasure also meeting your mom. Please tell her I said hi.
I will. Thanks for having me on the Sunday show.
Wonderful. Do you have any parts or anything that's coming up anytime soon that you want our listeners to check out?
Well, pretty much this radio show, and there's a couple of auditions coming up, so I'll keep you posted on how those go.
Okay. And you folks that will be listening to her, stay tuned when you hear the skits, because you're going to be thinking of somebody else, but she has such a unique voice. It's going to be hard to hide, but you will be surprised. Thank you again, and have a wonderful night, Fee.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
All right. Bye now. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, our other co-host in Shanghai, China, was not able to make it because there are some logistical challenges when you were talking about folk that are trying to communicate from on the other side of the world. But as you know, China has become one of the strongest financial powers in the world, and because this internet, online internet radio show, allows you to be able to communicate and not allow yourself to be in a box. When we first started doing our radio show, people would say, "Hey, well, what station are you on? Where do we find you?" And when I told them internet, they said, "Well, I don't know about that, but I will remind you as I get ready to let you folks go. Once upon a time, there was a thing called FM or AM radio, and that's all people listened to. Then they were introducing this thing called FM, and many people said, why do I want to listen to an FM radio show? We got the AM. And people said, hey, it's the quality. You just can't miss it. And it's a stronger band or whatever. So finally it did catch on, and a lot of people don't listen to AM radio. Well, this is where we're at today in the new millennium. We're talking internet radio. And BBS Radio, who is one of the oldest and most successful internet stations in the country. Wait a minute, let me back up. Not just the country, we're talking North America, yeah, Canada too. And there are people who are now starting to listen in China, which what that does, that creates the bridge for people to be able to communicate all around the world. And then we here in America, when we hear how other people share their views about different topics and issues, it allows us to step back and rethink some of our own values as our world continues to shrink. I authored a book called The Life Through the Arts. I had mentioned it earlier. It stands for five different things. One, it's called self, being true to who you are. Family, understanding the importance of family and how that network helps prepare you for life. Community. Many people complain in a community, but very few people step up. And that's what grassroots is all about, stepping up in the community and bringing out the issues that most people don't want to talk about. Knowledge. Having enough knowledge to navigate yourself through life so that you are not a liability to people. You are an asset to yourself, to your family, and to your community. That don't mean you got to go to college. It ain't for everybody. But you need to be able to have enough knowledge to navigate through life. And then the last one, and I'm not Bible thumper, but although it ain't nothing wrong with that, you got to have faith. Self, family, community, knowledge, and faith. Because faith is your rock of Gibraltar, the thing that you will actually have that's worth a whole lot more than money sometimes. But the faith that I'm talking about is not just a spiritual faith. It's just faith in the fact that if you get up and you work hard every day, that you're going to be able to have some results. Your faith that you put into a relationship that can nourish, so when you get old, you got somebody there in your corner, or when you get sick, to help take care of you. Faith is that when you get your paycheck and you go to the bank, that you can be able to negotiate with it. And faith in your knowledge and understanding and your rational reasoning powers that lets you know it's okay for you to make a sound decision on something so you can continue to move forward. And then when it don't work, know that you gave it your best shot. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our show. Again, my name is Showtime, Dr. Alan L. Brown. I'm delighted that you were able to join us today, and we look forward to you joining us again next week at 8 o'clock on the same station, the most powerful internet radio station in America or in the Northern Hemisphere, BBS Radio. For Grassroots Talks, I'm out of here.